Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. As the sun sets over Israel, the skies are mostly clear, with pleasant temperatures, making for a comfortable evening. In Jerusalem, the air is calm and inviting. Tel Aviv enjoys a mild breeze, and Haifa is seeing clear skies as night falls. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu is eager for a meeting with Trump at the White House to reset relations before the elections. This comes from Ynet earlier today. Also, Egypt has opened a new defense headquarters, known as the Octagon. President Sisi praised the facility's capabilities and mentioned the importance of Palestinian statehood. This report is from the Times of Israel from earlier today. Also this hour, the IDF is ready to act if Hezbollah violates the current truce. This announcement came earlier today from JNS. Separately, Hamas is reportedly planning to disband its governing body in Gaza. This is according to a recent report from Walla. And finally, Erdogan has urged Trump to stop a planned U.S.-Israeli operation against Iran. I-24 News shared this report earlier this afternoon. Reaction has been swift on social media. Seth Franzman, a journalist, discusses Egypt's new military headquarters and its regional implications, posting just minutes ago. Why Net Global highlights a constitutional crisis with a minister defending High Court defiance, writing on X just now. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, noted the Netanyahu's controversial political stance in a post from earlier. Let's go deeper, starting with Netanyahu's efforts to meet Trump. According to Ynet, the prime minister is looking to rebuild trust with the United States, following recent tensions over Iran and regional conflicts. This move is crucial for Netanyahu as he seeks to assert Israel's red lines on issues involving Tehran and neighboring regions. Turning to Egypt's new defense headquarters, the Times of Israel reports that President Sisi emphasized the headquarters' significance as a regional power symbol. He noted the role of international partnerships, including those with the U.S., in achieving ceasefire agreements. This development highlights Egypt's growing influence in the region. Meanwhile, the IDF's readiness to strike Hezbollah is a strong warning. JNS reported earlier today that the military chief stressed the urgency of disarming Hezbollah should they breach the truce. This stance underscores Israel's commitment to maintaining security on its northern border. In related news, Walla reports that Hamas plans to dissolve its governing body in Gaza. This move is seen as an attempt to allow a technocratic committee to take over administrative duties. It signifies a potential shift in governance within the Gaza Strip. And finally, Erdogan's appeal to Trump regarding the U.S.-Israeli operation against Iran. I-24 News notes that Saudi Arabia expressed dissatisfaction with the conflict's resolution. This highlights the complex dynamics and differing agendas among regional powers. Turning to business and markets. First, Germany is expanding its Arrow 3 missile defense system with a second installation in Bavaria. This comes as part of Berlin's accelerated deployment efforts, according to CTEC from earlier this week. Separately, the IMF projects Israel's fiscal deficit to be higher than government forecasts. Globes reported that the deficit may reach 5.3% this year, affecting the nation's economic outlook. And finally, a new treasury move aims to address issues in the savings market. Walla Business highlights a reform targeting accounts with less than 200,000 shekels, aiming to improve financial awareness among the public. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 12 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.